The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
If you don't want to just keep making the wrong choices and stumbling through life, you can learn to hear God's voice. If He could speak to somebody like me, He can speak to you. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to open it up to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. I'll begin reading in verse 8. And the Lord called Samuel again a third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you, that you must say," everybody say these words, please. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle." I want to preach to you for a few moments about how to discern the whispers of God. The whispers of God, how to discern them, how to hear the voice of God, because John 10 is very clear that God still speaks. Maybe not audibly, but He does to our spirit. He does absolutely have a voice. John 10, Jesus said, "My sheep will know my voice." You can learn to hear God's voice. If He could speak to somebody like me, He can speak to you. He can speak to you about your purpose right now. He can speak to you about the season of life that you're in. He can speak to you about your future and what He has for you. A lot of people are counting on you hearing His voice. A family is waiting on you to hear His voice. The plan of God is all dependent upon you hearing His voice. We must begin to ask God for Samuel ears. "Speak, Lord." Somebody needs to pray that sincerely from your heart and with an attentive, uncluttered ear. "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Jesus said in Matthew 4 that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, notice this word, that proceedeth from the mouth of God. It simply means that as you keep praying in the different times in life, that God sends proceeding. It means don't proceed until you get my direction in your life. The proceeding word is beautifully how to proceed is what it means. It's a word that teaches you and shows you how to proceed. How do I move forward? How do I go on? I'm telling you, I'm begging you to hear this message today. This is not another normal Sunday. I believe the Lord has every person listening to me today ready to speak a new, fresh, proceeding word from God. And He needs you to pray and yearn for Samuel ears. At this point, at this intersection, at this transition in your life, think about Abraham for just a moment. God told him, everybody say, God told him, "Take your son and go up on the mountain and build an altar and raise the knife and kill him. Sacrifice him to me." And he did what God said, and he goes up the mountain and the boy lays down and he ties him down and he raises the knife. Watch this. This is the preceding word. Did God tell him to do it? Yes, but thank God he had Samuel ears, that he could hear when God said, as he raised the knife, stop. Now I know that you're willing. I was testing you. I don't want you to kill your son. I just wanted to see if you would obey me like the heathens sacrificed their children. I wanted to know if you trusted me with your generations like you claim you do. The greatest thing a parent can do is put a child on the altar and say, they're yours. You love them more than I love them, and I'm going to trust you with them. It's hard. That moment, that's when the next part of that verse is so interesting to me. God said, I swear. I'm sorry, but God sweared one time in the Bible. He said, I swear. I will bless you. It goes on to say, I will, in blessing, I will bless you. I'll bless you exceedingly because you passed this test. And what was the test? That you could hear my voice. Change your direction. Even though you were doing what I told you to do, I had a new word for this season. New direction when you have the whispers of God. God is going to send new direction and new orders to people under the sound of my voice. And it will take you down the path and the plan and the will of God for your life. I remember when we were as a church, we needed to grow, and we were packed and we couldn't get any more people in. And so we began to make plans, and you do what you know to do. We prayed about it and felt okay about it. And we hired an architect, and this was many years ago. And we were going to take out that wall right there and expand out about 2,000 more seats. It would have just fanned around and downstairs. It was going to require all kinds of children's facilities and some things that we needed to do in the expansion. It's a $40 million building project that was to be right there, $40 million. And we had the resources, and we had the things that we needed to get it all lined up. And I just felt like I didn't, when it got down to making it time to go, let's go, start it, break the ground, do it, I could not get the peace of God. It just, something wasn't right. And I just, it was very humiliating a little bit, or humbling would be a better word, because I went to the board and I went to this church, some of you were here, and I apologized. And I said, I know that we've told you, but I just don't feel peace about that right now. Can we just shelf it? And I think the people were a lot smarter than I was. They all started clapping, saying, yay. I'm like, wow. But within a few weeks, one of our board members was over in Gwinnett. And there was a building on Interstate 85, 21 acres of land with it right on the interstate. And it had been empty for 2 years. It was brand new building, brand new roof. All of it was closed in, but all it had was sheetrock inside. All the floors were cement, and it was just an unfinished building. And it had sat unfinished for 2 years. Parking lot paved, everything, sitting there. Brand new church, never been used. And what had happened is two churches had joined together, and they agreed that they were going to build a bigger church. And then something happened, and the pastor decided to leave, and he went up north somewhere and left. And the church fell to pieces, and the bank repossessed it. And it had sat for 2 years. It was originally offered with the 21 acres for $16 million. And then it went down to $9 million, and the bank had it, and then they went down to $6 million, and I'm so glad for the whispers of God. And God let us, he didn't tell, because I would have bought it at $9 million. Come on. Went down to $6 million, and then one of the board members and all the board said, let's just offer them $2.8 million, and we got the whole thing, Gwinnett campus, for $2.8 million. God Thank God for the preceding word. God's way is not our way, and His plan is not our plan, but one whisper can touch generations. One whisper can touch thousands of lives, and they're there, and I ought to hear Gwinnett shouting all the way in Gainesville, because God knew you would be there today. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Only God, only God. To God be the glory. You see, when God speaks and gives you a whisper, it's about others. It's about eternity. It's about souls. One whisper from God, when Elijah was depressed and he went in a cave, and the Bible said God called him out of the cave. And in 1 Kings 19, the scripture said that an earthquake came, but God was not in the earthquake. And a whirlwind came, but God was not in the wind. And fire fell, but God was not in the fire. But then, after the fire, a whisper. A still, small voice. Elijah, go anoint Elisha. One whisper affected three generations. One whisper from God has the power. One word. Maybe you're in a storm, and Simon Peter, in the middle of the storm, he heard one whisper, and all the whisper did was say, come. Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And he heard a whisper. They all should have heard it, but he was the one who had the ear. And he said, come. And he stepped out of the boat. There's only two kinds of people, boat people and water walkers. And you'll never have the courage to walk on the water until you learn how to hear him in the middle of a storm, and don't listen to the boat people. They'll talk you out of it. Only listen to him. If he tells you to get out of that boat, get out of that boat. And if you step out, he's going to make sure that he holds you up. And if you mess up and start to sink, you can take his hand, and he says, let's do together what you can't do by yourself. And they walk back to the boat. Somebody praise him in this room right now. That voice is that powerful. One word can make you walk on top of the storm. And here's what I came to say in closing now. And that don't mean run for the exit. That means get your ears ready. Because when I was in Jerusalem a few weeks ago, I was in my hotel room, and I was by myself on that trip. I only just had the crew from two or three from the church, the filming crew. And I was thinking about this message, the whisper of God, and how that God whispered to Simon Peter specifically. And I heard the Lord, I'm telling you, come strong in my spirit. And he said to tell the people this. And I say it to every one of you. And if you've got an ear to hear, this will go off in you. And if it doesn't, then that's all right. But I wrote these words down, and I'll hold on to this little piece of paper because I believe it. And I remember where I was and when it happened. And it's just so real. I preached the other week about moments that mark us. And the Lord said, tell the people, your greatest whispers are not in your past. It's not too late. Your greatest assignments and direction and blessings are not in your past. Your greatest whispers are in your future. One of these days, I was with my dad when he passed away, but he heard his greatest whisper on his deathbed. One of these days, I'm going to hear that whisper. And the Bible said in Revelation, to him that overcomes, I will call out his name. One of these days, he's going to call my name out. And I won't be afraid of that voice when it calls me to another world. I'm not afraid to die today. I'm not afraid of what's beyond life. I know what's beyond life. Heaven, my home. Jesus, my Savior. The Lamb is the light, and streets of gold and walls of jasper and gates of pearl. Mansions on the other side of glory where we'll have no sorrow, no pain, no sickness, no tears, no brokenness, no hurt, no pain, no disease, no death. One of these days, I'm going to hear that voice say, Jensen, let's go. My sheep know my voice. You know who I am. Take me by the hand and lead me through the promised land. What a day that will be. And I feel like telling somebody in this, under the sound of my voice, I feel a heavy, I feel the Lord just push. That's how I know sometimes. It's just like there's just this push. I feel boldness to tell you your greatest whispers are not in your past. Raise your hands all over this room and thank him that the greatest whispers concerning your life, concerning his plan, concerning his destiny, concerning, I don't care about the past. Rip the rear view mirror down. Stop living in the past. Your greatest whispers are in your future. Just lift those hands like satellite dishes. Say, oh God, I want a fresh whisper. I want new direction for this season. You said the greatest whispers are in my future. So I'm asking you, I'm ready to break the plow. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. I'm serious about it, God. I don't want to waste my life. Speak to me about my children. Some of you parents need to start getting that kind of ear concerning, Lord, give me a burden for my grandchildren. Speak to me and speak through me. I need an ear. I need Samuel ears so that I can anoint them for the purpose for which you had in mind when you gave them to us. Now just stand up on your feet at every campus and lift your hands high. Just for a moment, I want you to raise those hands and I want you to invite God to give you Samuel ears right where, Dad, you need it, sir. You need it. I know this may not be your bag of tea, as they say, or but I'm going to tell you, you're a good man, you're a good father, you love your family, and you need the voice of God in your life. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to be like somebody. But you need, your wife needs you. Your children need you to have those kinds of ears that every once in a while you are not only the provider of that home, but you are the priest of that home. And God can speak to you about that home. It's a powerful thing when God has your ear. So give him your ear. Give it to him. Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. To Thee I free. I will never trust and trust Him. His presence. Everybody sing it now. To you. you know that the Lord is speaking to you this morning, get out of your seat and come stand down in this altar, and at every campus, I want you to do it. Raise your hands one more time all over this room and pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you. And I have come today, and I want those ears, those Samuel ears that can hear your voice again. I want your voice louder than any other person's voice. I want you to guide me. I want you to free me. I want you to wash me. I want you to cleanse me. I want you to unclutter my ears. And let me be sensitive again. I receive by grace. I receive by the blood of Jesus Christ a washing, a cleansing, a freeing from the old nature, from the old life, from the old ways. My greatest whispers are in my future. And you have new whispers, new directions, new guidance in my life. I open up. I say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. In Jesus' name.
If you prayed that prayer, this is a holy, powerful, eternal moment. Pick up the phone and dial the number that's on the screen, or you can go online and let us know online about the decision that you just made. This is why we preach the gospel around the world through TV, so that lives would be changed by the power of Jesus Christ and His great love. We would love to help you in your new walk with Jesus. We have even created a 21-day journey of devotions and encouragement and scriptures and prayers that you can pray that will continue to build your faith. Well, before we go, I want to tell you about our newest initiative in Israel. As you know, if you watch this program, we love and support boldly, unashamedly, the nation of Israel. Our newest initiative in Israel is the Apostle Paul Project. It was inspired by the Apostle Paul and his unwavering commitment to expanding the kingdom. Something powerful happened as the Apostle Paul proclaimed the truth of God's word. He expanded the kingdom, and it's our heart to empower a new generation of spiritual leaders with an unwavering focus on building vibrant, Messiah-centered communities right in the Holy Land. You can be part of this life-changing initiative. Together, we have helped 8 congregations already by equipping new leaders with all the resources that they need, and we're supplementing their salaries for their brand new congregations to love their community and share the love of God all around them. We're also reaching out to the Arab community in Israel through 2 events that we recently had, sharing the goodness of God and His love with Arabs there in Israel. We saw 130 new believers come to faith. Isn't that a miracle? Right in the Holy Land. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us with the Apostle Paul Project. Please ask God what He would have you do today. We need your support. And I know that what God tells you will be more than enough. Thank you.
Join us on an incredible journey as we follow in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul, who fearlessly spread God's kingdom throughout the Middle East. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries is making a bold impact on the nation of Israel through unwavering support and blessings. And now, introducing our latest initiative, the Apostle Paul Project. Together, we're making history by establishing vibrant congregations of faith in the Holy Land. We're not only building congregations of faith, but we're also nurturing a brand new generation of leaders who will carry the torch of faith forward. Imagine the incredible possibilities as we unite and fulfill our divine calling. Miracles are already unfolding in the Holy Land. Congregations are blossoming, and dedicated leaders are receiving the training they need to spread hope far beyond borders. With your help, we're breathing life into biblical prophecies and embracing the Apostle Paul's vision to share the message of the Messiah across Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all of Israel. Lives are being transformed, and you have the chance to be a part of this monumental journey. Don't miss your opportunity to make a difference. Together, let's shape history and leave an eternal legacy. Call now or go online to be a part of the Apostle Paul Project today.
You're invited to join us in person at Free Chapel across our 8 campuses on the East and West Coast. You can enjoy the same great experience with Spirit-filled worship and a powerful Jesus-centered message from our senior pastor, Jensen Franklin. Kids and youth of all ages will experience and learn about the love of Jesus. From Kid Pack on Sunday mornings to our annual Forward Conference that draws thousands of students from across the country. No matter your age or background, there's a place for you at Free Chapel. Join us every Sunday online or in person at a campus near you.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.